understand. I have it set to allow you to record local files. So when you press the record button, it just says ask.
It just says please ask the host to give you permission to record.
But I did.
But I mean,
hold on. Here's what I'm gonna do. I made you a co-host.
Okay, so now
you better not fuck this up, Scott. Ooh, this is your big chance.
Record on this computer.
Finally, co-hosting month.
Oh shit, dude. Okay.
We did it.
We did it.
We hacked into the mainframe.
Scott, you better not fuck this up. This is your big chance to co-host month. Mommy made me mash my M&Ms. Remember when I said mash me, mommy? Like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
When I thought we were recording? There's a through line in month that every episode more or less starts with us talking about a joke that we can never really truly experience again.
Well, here's what I think what happens is you come in.
Hot.
Guns a-blazing.
Guns akimbo.
You gotta cool down.
Arms okay. Waving wildly.
I'll chill. I'll take a lap.
Voice fluctuating. Sending out pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh pheromones.
That's my main job in month is pheromone. I'm on pheromone duty.
And we haven't started recording yet. And you're already ready for us to be recording you.
And then we start recording, dead.
Dead
in the water. Dead on arrival.
Here's what I'm thinking. Scott, you can help me with this.
Yeah, right. Scott, you're a co-host today.
Scott, the co-host. Since we have like this setup where we can record and people can drop in and out of the recording, like, and it won't affect the recording, maybe we start recording before, or we tell Richard like a later time.
Up to 24 hours before, I think, maybe.
Well, no. So we... Like for me and Scott, it's like, oh, we're meeting at 7,
right?
We're to start month, but we tell Richard it's 7:15, so that way we are already recording by
yeah,
the time.
But I'm saying maybe get it going before, because most of my best material is going to be like 7 a.m. when you're starting at 7 p.m.
Well, but Richard, that's because you're just natural born talent, you know, you're always performing.
I'm a natural born killer and
on your game, you know. Everything you do, like I remember one time you picked up a fork and I lost it. Because
yeah, I was
the
doing
way
this
you
I funny
the way you
bit
picked,
where I was
yeah,
like,
you tell it.
Fork, what is a tine anyways? Ooh, what tine is it? And everybody was just busting their butts. I had to send them to the butt hospital because their butts broken from laughing so much about my good funny observational humor. And it's kind of like what Carlin does when he's talking about the naughty words and stuff like that, but I'm talking about a fork, and I'm talking about how many tines in the fork. Four. That sounds like fork.
I love Carlton when he dances.
Hey Scott, can you turn your volume up more? I'm so sorry to ask this of you, but I should have planned for it. Richard don't hear as well. The old ears are going.
Okay.
Talk again, Scott.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought about seeing, like, the Emoji Movie today, but it's not anywhere. And I wanted to see it because Mike White wrote the screenplay.
You know what? I changed my mind. I actually don't want to hear Scott talking anyway, so this is good. Let's do it.
Scott, can you turn yourself down?
not your audio, but just your audio.
Yeah.
Just your whole presence.
The whole Scott thing you have going on.
If there could
on.
Just be a little bit less.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that really plays into what I want to do right now, okay? So
okay.
Let's just get into it, okay?
Yeah,
welcome
I'm
back
ready.
To... month.
I'm excited to see how this plays into that.
You're cutting off my momentum. I was doing really good.
I'm so sorry. No, you were doing good on this one. Sometimes I give you a hard time on the intro, and this time, you know what, Scott? I'll take it. I'll take this one. This one's, Scott, this one's on me.
Okay. Welcome back to month. Month, the podcast. I'm your host, Scott, the piece of shit month man, fuckwad. Month fuck.
I'm really excited to see how this ties into, because he had that good segue.
Yeah, he had a segue I'm curious about.
And I am joined by Richard. And Shelby.
Hey, really excited about this month. It's one of my favorite topics.
And there's no guest. This is no guest. And now the theme.
It's time to start the podcast, but there's no guest. No guest. No guest. There is no guest.
So there's no guest yet.
Yeah, we're bringing him in.
We're bringing him in later?
Might as well have called it no drawgist, because nobody get back to me. We don't have a draw.
That tracks. I think you that's don't... what draw means.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a... Are we...
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, can I ask you something? Scott, hold on one second.
Hey, what's up? You've reached Richard. Leave something at the boop.
Hey, Richard, I was just reaching out to you. I'm starting this podcast recording with Scott and you right now. And Scott is saying that there are no guests, but I had like a few guests lined up.
Yeah, me too.
And they're here. And what am I? Are we just supposed to like not? Wait, how are you talking back to me on a message?
I was going to ask you why you were talking to me like that. You had this tone. It sounded like you were talking on a message. I don't know.
I thought I was leaving a message.
Oh.
We should probably get back to Scott.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah. No, this is good. This is good. Okay? I just, you know, we'll have an easy month for once. Okay? I'll have an easy edit. You know, just take it easy on me. None of your usual bullshit. Okay? You know, just like, let's just... have a good time. Let's just have an easy time. Maybe we'll get done a little early. I'll have some time to finally rent that cabin, skip some stones with my son.
Oh, yeah. How is little Geranthemy?
He's 12.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's a difficult age.
And he keeps saying, spend some time with me. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
that's what they really need.
I gotta edit. So, you know, I'd like to maybe have like a chill sesh this time, and then we can give me some time to finally bond with my son, because it's been like 13 years since I've seen the little guy.
Right.
The 12-year-old. So
yeah.
We're having a chill sesh with just us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I couldn't get anybody.
Hey, so when am I going on?
What?
Shh, shh, shh. Go back.
Is there?
Well, who is this? I mean,
okay, I'll,
Scott.
Yeah,
I thought there were
fine.
No guests today. What? Maybe you did book this person though.
I'll give him an introduction. I thought. Here, let's get him set up. Microphones. Let's mic him. We are going back and forth about the theme for this month. And I kind of thought it was, I thought we were going to talk about pizza. I thought this was Zagist, you know, Zagist. So I brought the pizza, Lord.
And here's the theme.
It's Zagist. It's Zagist. Welcome to Pizza Lord.
Ha ha, hey, yeah, what's up? I'm the Pizza Lord.
Pizza Lord?
Yeah.
Who's this crazy, wacky character of a person?
Oh, man, I'm not that crazy.
Yeah?
I eat pizza. I sleep pizza. I breathe pizza. And that's about it.
That's my top five favorite things to do about pizzas.
Eat, sleep, and breathe? Yeah, that's a good five things.
I have a question, since I'm talking to, like, a pizza, I guess.
I mean, I didn't say I was a pizza. I gotta get that straight right off the bat.
You're not
I'm
a sentient.
I'm the pizza lord.
You lord over pizzas. Okay. I thought yeah. that I was talking to...
Would you say all pizzas are your domain, basically?
All pizzas are my domain, and they all submit themselves to serve me.
What about flatbreads? Are those under your jurisdiction, or...
You know, that really depends if it's got a tomato sauce.
Okay, so not, like, barbecue-based or white sauce-based, not your thing.
That also depends how many people are calling it a pizza. Pizza's more of a state of mind,
right?
You know?
Do you know any sentient pizzas? Like, have you come across any? You know, like, pizza beings?
Well, that's an interesting, really interesting question for the pizza lord, and I feel very, very qualified to answer it, as I have met many pizzas in my day, and they do... willingly submit themselves to serve me.
Okay.
And so there must be some kind of sentience in there, but they're all real dumb. Just like, real stupid.
So are the toppings like...
We moving on from that? Okay.
Yeah, no further questions on that. What's no. wrong with the toppings?
I do want to hear about the toppings.
I'm talking about the little dumb sentient pizzas.
Oh yeah, like
are
maybe
their
the
toppings
their
like
eyes?
Their clothes or
oh, or
is
like their
the toppings like accessories, like more like bracelets, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
tattoos.
Yeah. Is the toppings like their clothes or is it like kind of other kinds of clothes?
You know, most of the pizzas I've talked to, they think it's more like a beauty mark or a freckle. You know, it's a part of their body. They could get it surgically removed, but it'd be very painful.
Then what's like when the crusts get all bubbly?
Oh, that's like a port wine stain on a person.
Right.
So the crust is like the skin. So different.
You're thinking all. Hey, listen. You're thinking all wrong, man. You know, like when you look at an octopus. And you think, oh, that big bulbous part, that's its head.
I can't.
But that's actually like its stomach and abdomen, man. It's an octopus. It's not a person. Just like a pizza. Pizza's not a person.
I can't make eye contact with an octopus. I throw up.
How often have you tried? I'm curious as the pizza lord. You know, you'd be surprised how many times I have to interact with octopus. Octopuses, octopodes, if you will, due to the fact that pizza's usually cut into 8 slices, and the octopus, they got 8 tentacles, and so we're simpatico like that.
Yeah, it's actually a law that pizza has to be 8 slices, is that right?
It
you
is
could go
a
to
law.
Federal prison.
But I see we got a lot of lawbreakers in the house tonight.
I look at an octopus every day. There's one that lives in my bathroom.
Scott, I didn't know that. You have an octopus that lives in your bathroom?
What's up with that, Scott?
It's hanging from the door, and I forget it's there.
Now, buddy, I think what you may have there is a dead octopus, so...
I throw up on it every day.
Scott, does anyone clean that up?
Scott, I think you may have an eating disorder.
No, I mean, it kind of cleans itself up. It kind of sucks. I think it's how it eats. I'm unknowingly feeding the beast with my repulsion.
Okay, I'm just...
Pizza Lord, what do you think? Do octopus eat vomit?
I'm glad you asked me, because I'm, you know, but a lowly pizza lord, and I was thinking, that doesn't sound right. You got some sort of... interdimensional being or something. It's not an octopus, I can tell you that much. Whatever you got hanging over your bathroom door, I don't see it being an octopus.
Pizza Lord, I'm interested. What's your whole deal here?
I'm the Lord of Pizzas.
Yeah, well, you got some interesting fashion choices.
It's pizza, yeah.
You're wearing pizza.
I mean, like, this was the pizza... that wanted to be on me today.
It looks like you got pepperonis tattooed on your face.
My face, yeah. Well, you know, I had to show... the thing with, like, a ruler and its servants is you gotta show that you're one of the people. And I just had to go all in the face... pepperoni face tattoo.
And it looks like you have like a little pepperoni teardrop coming out of one of your eyes. Does that mean that you killed someone in prison?
Well, I don't like to talk about this, but I guess I can. There was a long journey to becoming the pizza lord, and it did involve a pizza prison that I just, I'm sorry, the memories are really tough.
I have, yeah, I love that laugh. I have heard that to become the pizza lord, you have to kill the last pizza lord.
I didn't know any outsiders knew about that, but I guess it makes sense if you obviously knew I was coming on to be a guest on your podcast for Zogest, the month of August dedicated to pizza.
I mean, yeah, I saw the documentary, the Ken Burns documentary on pizza lords.
You know, that guy, Ken, what a laugh.
I know, that guy can get it any day of the week. You know what I'm saying.
Agree.
Do you eat pizza?
Scott, I don't know if that's an appropriate question for... No, it's all right. I'll answer. Yeah, I eat pizza. But they wouldn't accept me if I didn't. It's sort of like a willing sacrifice on their part. They're doing their part to pizza society by feeding their lord.
Well, I feel like a piece of shit that I didn't even know that. It's sort of like how you like dogs. You have to assert your dominance. In order to train your dog, you have to eat another dog in front of it.
Yeah, it is a lot like that. And I do think of the pizzas as my pets, and also as my clothes and my bed and my food.
Mm.
Were you behind Pizza or? Rat?
Well, okay, all right.
Let me. Do you have a?
Which of those questions would you prefer to take first? Do you eat anything other than pizza, or do you know Pizza Rat?
The answer to both. Okay. Do you have any pizza listeners? Can you check your podcast metrics and make
the demo?
Sure the demo. If there's a big pizza listenership, I don't want to spill this right out because this is something I should share with them privately.
They're all lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay. So,
but there is vegan cheese, so I mean,
yeah. You know what? The vegan cheese—they never want to sacrifice themselves to be eaten. It's the strangest thing.
You know, I don't think we have any pizza listeners. There is one. It does say in our metrics here that there is some guy in Wisconsin named DiGiorno Supreme, but I think that's probably a coincidence.
Yeah. It's a really popular name, really common.
In Wisconsin, yeah.
So I do eat foods other than pizza. And I do know Pizza Rat, and oddly, those things are related.
Oh, yeah. Tell me how.
Do you know Pizza Rat opened a restaurant?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Is it Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I mean, it's fine dining. Like, fine. Yeah. But...
Like,
here's
you
want to
fuck the chairs?
No, yeah, you want to fuck them.
Scott, Scott, I don't think you're close on this one.
Yeah, Scott, you might want to chill
I might want to... maybe, if I were to be saying Scott hot or cold, I'd say cold on this one.
It's all right, though, because those chairs, they're pretty sexy. But the rat...
They got legs.
Pizza Rat,
They got legs for days.
They got legs for, I mean, four of them. At least. And
anything with four legs is
sexy.
Is sexy.
Oh, I gotta agree with that. So here's the thing, that rat, he didn't like the attention that he got from being Pizza Rat. Just really not cool with that. Too much in the public eye. So right now he has his restaurant, but he hides under a guy's hat and runs it from up there. And they got this real delicious food. It's like these sliced vegetables with like tomato sauce and cheese over it. It's baked. It's real good. It's all like in a circle. It's some seasonings. Mm. I don't know what they call it, but it's good.
Say that again? It's a circle?
It's like finely sliced vegetables. So things like a zucchini, an eggplant, tomatoes, finely sliced into rounds. And then layered, like, they're standing up, you know, in a pan. They cook them like that, like, usually, like, in a circle. And you got all these seasonings and stuff on there. It's got some name. I think it's French or something. I don't know.
Is that a pizza, technically?
You know...
Anything could be a pizza, right? As long as enough people call it a pizza.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And I would know if it were a pizza, because then it would submit itself to my service, but it didn't. So at the time that I ate that dish, it was not a pizza.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I think they're called a LaCroix, those things. But
yeah, that sounds right.
If we start calling them pizza and we start a movement right now, hashtag call LaCroix pizza,
we could change the world.
Yeah, just like that book Frindle.
You know, I do. I could see it. I could see that future where I got even more food items referring to me as their leader, and I really like that idea. But you know,
because you don't look good. You look greasy and sort of pale, and like you're sort of lacking in a lot of nutrients.
I got all the nutrients I need, except for a couple real important ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
But
you got vitamin
that,
P though.
I have vitamin P. P's for pizza.
You seem like you're maybe like in with like the crust punks, Pizza Lord. You know, like maybe you romanticize that like lifestyle of like just
sleeping in pizza
on the streets and stuff.
You know, in all my travels, I have traveled a lot. Pizza gets you a lot of airline miles. I'd say that crust punks, they're the most likely to sleep in a bed of pizza out of all the punk subgenres.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. More than steampunk, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They're known for eating pizza crust. Like, steampunks that's
are they really? They is can... that why they're called that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Steampunks sleep in a bed of steamed vegetables. Now... and yeah, I have heard that about you get a lot of airline miles with pizza. I hear, actually, this is a pro tip for our listeners, and this is one of our mini pro tip segments that we like to do on month, and here's the theme song for that.
This is a pro tip song. A pro tip song for a pro tip segment. Things we talk about. Airline miles and pizza. The things we talk about.
Listeners, if you ever want to get on a plane, just give the pilot a big old pan of deep dish.
You'd be surprised how many things people will do if they are promised a lifetime supply of pizza. They will do just about anything.
Pizza Lord, what's your top 10 pizzas?
Top 10 pizzas. All right. Well, we got, let's see. we got Neapolitan.
What?
That was a real small one. It conquered. It fought. It was real good warfighter pizza. Louis the Eighth, the pizza. real... These are in no particular order.
Yeah, no. There could have been some softball pizzas at the beginning, but no, we went right in.
Yeah, there's Jay Pizza. He's just a hip hop artist.
Three, JP's.
Yeah, Jay Pizza. You got it. You heard of him?
Yeah.
He's got a few good albums called The Blueprint to Pizza.
Uh-huh.
Pizza Blueprint.
He's got 99 pizzas.
99. Yeah, he got some mainstream success outside the pizza realm, but you know.
Pepperoni
is one. This is nothing. Scott, help me. Scott.
Okay,
I'm
seven
so
more
right now.
Do you guys really want him to list?
Yeah, no,
seven
more I think
pizza.
Yeah.
We have to fill time. You know, I don't.
Well, I have all these other guests waiting over here, too, is the thing.
Can I stick around for that?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, man. I don't know if we should.
I just.
Sorry, Pizza Lord's looking at me in a really uncomfortable, like, okay, you can
guys,
stay. You can stay.
just keep an eye on the clock, okay? Just please be respectful. I want to.
I like clocks because
I
want to
have some
like
time
pizzas.
With the cabin and
yeah,
the
what topping would you say the hands on a clock are most like?
An anchovy. Hell long yeah. and skinny, yeah.
And what's the numbers on the clock?
Well, let's see. You gotta get something that can be in different shapes. So maybe like a pepper. Black olive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's usually the same shape, but you put a black olive around a whole circle, it looked like a clock.
I got a question about deep dish pizzas, because yeah. obviously we know...
They're a minority.
That they're
protected,
know,
so watch what you say.
They're called deep dish pizzas, but is the dish that they're cooked in called a deep dish?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do you go to the supermarket and you say, I'm looking for a deep dish?
Yeah, that's exactly what you do.
And you got to clarify that you're not looking for a deep dish pizza. You're looking for the deep dish to make the pizza.
What you got to do is you say, you make sure you go up to the shyest, quietest looking young woman at the dish store where you're going to look for it, and you make sure you look like an absolute creep. Just grow out your mustache. You go right up to her and you say, hey, I'm looking for a deep dish and I think I found it. And that'll get you where you want to go.
You know, Pizza Lord,
yeah,
I don't like you.
What,
Scott, are you with me on this one? I feel like
I'm
getting start not liking
Pizza Lord. I'm getting Tony Baloney vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you could definitely be friends with a guy we know.
I don't know, that's a different realm. I don't associate with any balonies unless
you never put a
baloney
on a pizza.
I was getting there and you interrupted me. I didn't appreciate it.
Well, maybe because I thought that you were taking too long to get there, Pizza Lord. Maybe that's why.
Wow, Pizza Lord, I mean, that hurts me, but I get it. I understand the note, and I will take it to heart.
You spend a lot of time with the cross
palms. I think maybe we should get it.
I like Pizza Lord.
You like Pizza Lord?
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's good.
I like Pizza Lord.
I like you, too.
I feel kind of bad. Okay.
You might run into Tony if you ever go into the sewers. He's down there.
You got a friend
he's
in the sewers?
He's just running. He's just running as fast as he can through the sewers from one end to the other.
There are a lot of pizzas in the sewers, so I'm bound to run into them.
Oh, yes. Well, I know a couple of turtles who are always eating them.
You'll know that it's Tony Baloney because the whole time he's running, he'll be saying, I'm Tony Baloney.
That's a pretty common name, though.
He'll say his name so much that it's almost like he'll forget who he is or how to talk like him unless he keeps saying it.
That's interesting. I think I follow.
Is it my time to come on to microphone now?
Who do we got now?
Hello. It's me, another wacky character. It's me, very old Sheldon. I appeared on the show once before in the episode of Newman, and then I left immediately because he got so mad.
Richard, can I stop you right there? What's the August pun for this one?
Oh, sure. I thought that we were doing Logist. Get ready for Logist. And so I called the smartest person I know,
very old
Sheldon,
Sheldon.
Who's okay. gonna be new on HBO No Go.
Okay, I'm
on
board.
Or was it HBO Don't Watch It? I think both. Day and date release.
I think we should get into more pizza-themed shows.
Bazingu! Hello, and what's your name, young man?
I'm the Pizza Lord.
Oh, my pleasure to meet you. I love science.
That's cool. It takes science to make pizza, if you think about it.
It takes science to make a thing go right. That's what I always say. Yes, I'm here to give my opinion about the law. And
okay.
I will read from this very dry textbook about law until someone stops me. Law textbook.
You know,
first
okay,
edition.
Sheldon, let me... Sheldon.
Very old Sheldon
very
to
old,
you, young man.
Excuse me, I mean... Okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Open judicial politics.
So you said you would talk until someone interrupted you and stopped you, but you continue to do it despite
I
that.
I got so excited because I only just opened the book.
Now,
I think maybe we have to talk louder for him to hear us.
Yeah, well, first...
It's hard for me to hear.
I thought you were telling very old Sheldon to talk louder, and I was like, yeah, do it louder, as loud as you can go.
I've lived so many lives.
Very old Sheldon, you're a very learned man.
Yes.
Do you know about the Pizza Society?
Oh, the Pizza Society? No, I'm not familiar. Would you care to enlighten me?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I could, but...
Haha, that's my job. Now, there have been some... I'm just curious. Are you by chance familiar with the Pizza Court?
Oh, well, I'm a little more familiar with the torts.
Yeah, it's mostly torts. It's mostly torts. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of criminal law in the pizza realm. It's mostly, you know, civil complaints and tort law. But yeah, I mean, you get people get real spicy, you know, about their toppings.
What is the pizza judicial system like?
Well, we got one judge that judges everything. It's me. I'm the pizza lord and judge.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Bazingoo.
So, did you forget how to say bazinga? Or, like, you just decided to change it up after a certain amount of time?
I've started to droop. And some of my words start to droop, too. Sometimes I start to talk. I'm so old, my skin is sagging right off my body until I pull it back up again.
We're getting into Newman Wolf droopy dog territory.
Oh, he hated me. He seemed like such a mean young man. Everything out of his mouth seemed unnecessarily negative. But I loved his little mustache. I would let that boy ride me.
Well, okay. I didn't. Interesting. What else do you? What else are you?
I love people. Excuse me.
What else are you sexually attracted to? Just people who hate you?
Oh yes.
So most people.
Anytime someone's mean to me, it makes me. Well, it makes me happy.
Can I ask you, like, how's the rest of the gang doing? You know, how's Old Penny? How's Galecki?
I had almost forgotten those names. 'Twas so long ago. 'Twas many centuries ago. When I used to live in an apartment with two schlemiels, I think, and a hot girl who lived across the hall from us. I remember it fondly, but I don't. I barely remember it. Do 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 do.
Yeah, so how are they now?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going into a flashback.
I thought we were going into a flashback.
Okay, no, that's all right. How are they now? They're long dead. They're long dead. This was centuries ago.
They got long when they died?
Yes. Well, yes, they all died because they were flattened out by a steamroller. And it just flattened them right out and they got real long. But I'm cursed to continue to walk this earth.
You seem a bit different. Did you like go through some spiritual growth or something? You just don't really talk the same way you did on the
I've
on
gone
show.
Through many different instances of spiritual growth, and many different actors have played me at this point in time. Every time I think that I'm going to die, I regenerate.
That must be lonely.
It is very lonely.
Do you think you could ever use some, like, companionship or something? Or...
Yes, occasionally I bring a companion with me on my journeys, but they only ever stick around for two or three seasons. And then some sort of time distortion makes it so that I can never see them again.
You ever regenerate a pizza?
I like that one.
I'll get it. I Ellen regenerate. What was the question again?
Have you ever regenerated a pizza?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever regenerate?
I've thrown up a lot of pizza anytime I look at an octopus.
Okay. Do you, has Freaky Ellen eyes. DeGeneres ever played you?
Yes. Yes, Ellen was me very briefly. Then she said something really fucked up and she suddenly couldn't be me anymore.
What was it? Dish.
Oh, well, this was...
Deep dish, haha.
Yes, it was something, very naughty and something very offensive towards a minority group that doesn't even exist yet.
Was it deep dish pizza?
It was deep dish pizza! But it had a different name and a different subculture and a different connotation than what deep dish pizza is right now. This was many hundreds of years in the future.
That's what I love about the pizza realm. Society's always evolving and changing.
Pizza Lord, I'm starting to think that I do know you a little more than I initially thought.
Oh yeah,
did
you dream
host
about me?
A podcast called The Deep Dish where you would dish deep on topics?
Oh, yeah.
You and listen to my podcast.
Some pretty incendiary things about politics on there, too, if I remember correctly.
Human politics? I mean, I am not really concerned with that, you know? Like, my realm's in pizza realm. I try not to say very much about,
Some people
know.
Have called you the Joe Rogan of pizza?
Some people, yeah, they may have called me that, but that's just because I hosted Pizza Fear Factor
Some
for a
people
while.
Call me a space cowboy. Others call me the gangster of love.
Scott, I'm starting to think no one calls old Sheldon either of those things.
One time a guy called me Maurice and I said, no, my name is very old Sheldon.
We just gotta give him this, Shelby. He's
I guess so old.
Hey, old Sheldon, were you around for Benjamin Button?
Well, I caught a matinee of Benjamin Button, which is to say, I saw him when he was older, but not when he was younger. But everything with Benjamin Button is reversed.
Oh yeah, that's confusing.
It's very confusing.
That's confusing.
So you saw him when he was old, but looked young.
Yes, I think it's the other way. I think the matinee of someone's life is when they are younger, or would you say younger or middle-aged? Yes, I knew Benjamin Button.
I think the matinee is probably like 16 years old.
I actually attended, well, it depends how long you're going to live, my dear boy. I actually attended a wedding that was a bunch of Benjamin Buttons and one Jack disease man.
What state?
That's a good question. And I am going to say it now, and I'm going to be looking at your face to see if I'm saying it right. Nevada! I went to a wedding in Nevada once. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I was just wondering what all the Benjamin Buttons were wearing down there in Nevada.
You seem like a very dirty boy.
Oh,
if you were
no.
a little bit meaner to me, I might like it very much.
I'm not a mean person. I just don't care about the sanctity of human life.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go back to reading this law textbook.
I'm wondering if, like, how many guests you want on at once, Scott? Because we've got some more, and maybe we should switch some out?
We've already got more than I, wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Honk, honk, zabba-labba-ding-dong! It's me, Greased Lightning! The car from Grease!
Oh, no.
Okay, I still don't know anything about law.
I'm here to talk about law, too!
Okay.
Ask me anything! Toot, toot!
Get ready for lawgist.
Have you gotten sued yet for your name?
not so much my name... But I did have a couple restraining orders on me because I kept following these chicks trying to make them cream.
Okay.
Excuse
gross.
Me. Excuse me. Is this? Oh, here it
this?
Is. I see. You're here.
Yeah, ha ha. Thought you could get away from me, you can't.
Do you know who this is?
I don't know who you are.
Who is this?
This is the Pizza Lord. The terror and authoritarian leader of the pizza government in Pizza Realm. And I am here as a lawyer representing the Southern Pizza Law Center. Get ready for lobbyist. My name? Miranda Michelle.
Miranda Michelle.
My age?
I like the alliteration.
37 years old. My mission?
Okay.
Defend the disenfranchised forms of pizza not represented by Pizza Realm's government in the court of law.
Were you more of like an NSYNC girl or a Backstreet Boys girl? I feel like it'll help me get your general vibe because right now
I'm going to be honest with you. I find that question derogatory and sexist.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah, Scott, you really,
I think you really need to take some time to learn and to grow and maybe leave social media.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught saying stuff.
You don't tell anyone what you don't want to be caught saying, sir.
So, Miranda Malou, what is your whole deal? What is going on in Pizza Lord? You're not liking this guy's sort of like a dictator?
He's a dictator. Did you know that he solely decides every single court case in Pizza Court? Every court case is subject to the whims of this man who does not even represent pizza kind.
Bazingo.
And what do you have to say for yourselves?
I'm getting hungry. Is there any way we could maybe order a pizza?
Maybe we could just eat some pizza off of the Pizza Lord.
No, I'll just get some to come over to you. It's fine. I'll use my pizza whistle.
Your pizza whistle? That is so just unethical.
Beep, beep. Wow, this sounds like a series of human rights travesties. I'm Greased Lightning.
You know, I've heard this young filly before talking.
I don't know if you can call her that.
I'm not from a farm. I don't even know what a filly is. I think she's from Philadelphia.
I think it's like
but
a state?
Yeah, the state of Philadelphia. Yeah. They have pizza there, so I think she should leave.
I think you should leave.
Pizza Lord, were you more of an NSYNC kind of pizza or a Backstreet Boys kind of pizza? I still haven't really gotten your vibe.
I was all about O-Town.
Oh, yeah, making the band. They really did make the band, didn't they?
They really did, yeah.
I've always said that about those guys.
Yeah.
They made that band.
They made it.
You know what really made that band?
Pizza. Heart. Oh, yeah.
Everything's pizza. You know what? I've gone back.
Everything
I don't like
is
this
pizza,
guy anymore.
But not enough is pizza. He does not have the best interests of pizza at heart. And if you listen to my case, Judge, I will not that judge. You. Excuse me, sir. Are you the host of this podcast?
Yeah, unfortunately.
That makes you the judge. Judge, you must decide whether this pizza lord, self-proclaimed, by the way, is in violation of pizza rights.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to go to pizza court now.
Ding, 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 ding.
And here's the theme song.
Well, it's time for pizza court. It's time for pizza court. It's time for pizza court. Take a seat. Take a seat. It's time for pizza court. It's time for pizza court. It's time for pizza court. Motherfuckers, take a seat.
It's time for pizza court.
As judge of the pizza court.
Scott, did you clear your throat like you were going to do a voice?
Lunchtime.
I feel like in pizza court, it's always lunch.
Hold on, I got a bone to pick with the very old Sheldon over here.
Yeah.
Look, I don't have...
Oh no, my skin is falling off.
I wasn't prepared for a court case right now. I'm usually the judge. I don't have any representation. Could Ooh. I give you a pizza retainer and retain you as counsel?
You know, I don't... I'm much more into science, but I actually...
All right, never mind.
There's someone over here that I think...
Grease lightning.
Beep, beep. I would love to. I'm a car. I drive all around the court. I'm going to run them over.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Good.
I think that maybe you would like my services.
All right. Who's this new crazy
cat? It's me, Mr. Fix-It-Tix-It, the ticket doctor. Do you have a ticket? Do you want to doctor that ticket? It's me. I'll come in. I'll doctor your ticket for you. It's me, Mr. Fix-It, the Tix-It. I'm a legal attorney in the court of some laws in some provinces of some parts of rural Antarctica.
It's you.
It's me, Mr. Fix-It, Tix-It.
And I have to face you in court? With
That's
this,
right, sugar cakes.
With this man, Scott Malkovsky, as the judge? That's what's happening right now?
Jeez, Scott, do you even know what's going on anymore? I feel like Jonah and Kumail. I'm having a meltdown.
I think, Scott, if you want us to... I think what's happening is we're going to have a little court case with Miranda, don't remember her last name, and representing all of PizzaKind, and Mr. Fix-It-Tix-It representing the Pizza Lord.
That's right.
And old Sheldon is just there, and
yeah, old Sheldon Grease Lighting. I think
hear
I just
ye, hear ye. All stand. Okay. Court is now in session.
He's the
Bazinga.
Bailiff. He's the bailiff.
Bazingo! Court happens now.
Okay. Defense. You
That's
go
right,
second.
Right.
You go second. Plaintiff. Let's hear the plaint.
This man, sitting in front of you, the self-proclaimed pizza lord, not only does he wear his subjects like clothes.
Objection, Your Honor. My client wears, I'm sorry, I don't know why I object. Keep going, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry, I'm so nervous right now, actually.
Overruled.
Okay.
Thank you, Judge.
Yeah. No, thank you, Judge. I appreciate that.
You notice that this man wears pizza, he sleeps in pizza, he breathes pizza.
Objection, Your Honor. How can my client do, like, how? Wait, how can my, oh, I'm so sorry. No, that was another false start. I'm so sorry. No.
You will notice.
Overrule.
Thank you.
Overrule.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for censoring yourself.
Objection. No, I'm sorry.
Look at the pizzas he's wearing. Look at the pizza. Here's a picture of his bedroom. Exhibit A. Notice anything about these pizzas? That's right. They're all white pies. Not a single deep dish in the bunch. How can this man accurately represent his pizza constituents if he's only representing one part of them? One small subsection of the pizza. Sure, he'll have a white pie. He'll have a cheese, a pepperoni, but where's the deep dish? No deep dish to speak of. And he is the government. How is he supposed to have the interest of pizza minorities at heart when he doesn't even give them jobs?
And plaintiff, what are you looking to achieve from this?
He needs to be deposed as pizza leader, pizza lord.
So you want to hold a new election for Pizza Lord?
Objection. Objection, Your Honor. I take issue with counsel's entire line of state. I'm not even allowed to object during the opening statements, am I? I'm so sorry.
No, I'd like to hear it.
Okay, no, I'm just wondering, okay? So we're kind of saying that what, him wearing pizza is him giving pizza jobs? I think that it's more like he murdered these pizzas and are wearing the dead husks of these pizzas on his body. Like, trophies of war. Isn't that right, Pizza Lord?
You know, they are like trophies, but they're, if anything, they're their own trophies. Because they submitted themselves to me. This is all consensual.
He says it's consensual, but have you ever spoken to a pizza and have it had it confirm that?
I haven't.
Well, there you go.
Objection! You're not allowed to question the judge.
You're right. I
sustained.
I'm so embarrassed. Here is my law degree. Here is my credit card. Here is my favorite scrunchie. I will see myself out. I can see I have lost this case. I was only trying to help the pizza. The pizza realm. I mean, they didn't ask me to, but I thought maybe I could help them. I will go. I'm gonna go.
Okay, calling in replacement lawyer number 7895254.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Shelby. Look, I think we should dismiss this whole case. Pizza Lord seems pretty happy, and the pizza, I mean, there's willingly submitting himself to him, so maybe mistrial, or I don't know, whatever you're...
Oh no, look, there's a time portal that's just opened up, and out of it are jumping an extraterrestrial race of turtles who eat pizza. They're storming the courtroom. They're going everywhere. Who will stop them? Honk honk. That's me. I'll run over the turtles.
Yeah, I mean, Pizza Lord's gonna get his clothes eaten off, I think.
Zabba dabba ding dong! Lamma 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 shabbity bop shit!
Haha. Yeah, that tickles.
Case closed. You know, guys, I felt a lot better about myself and pizza before I knew all of these things. I think it's maybe easier to live in ignorance.
I think
when
you might
comes
be right.
To pizzas, okay? I just want to taste some of that tasty za, okay? I want to put a floppy little slopstick square triangle. I want to munch that cardboard up, okay?
Yeah,
you know?
I do miss the days of cruelty-free floppy sloppies.
I think, yeah, maybe we shouldn't know. I think maybe we every like 6 months or so, we should just wipe our brain, like memories, and just forget everything that happened before.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Do I want better working conditions for the pizza? Yes. Do I want better pay and working conditions for the pizza? Yes. Do I want, I don't know, what's some and more better working conditions for the pizza?
Yeah, maybe more better
yes.
working conditions, too.
But, you know, I mean, who has the time?
I do shower. Like, I used to not. I started showering. They seem, the pizza's happy, happy about that. Well, I take off the pizza before I, but I do use pizza's soap, so yeah, there's some wet pizza in there.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I don't know what's going on. Do you understand what's going on with all this pizza stuff?
I don't really, you know, I thought that we'd have just kind of like a chill, like, I feel like we haven't talked in so long, you know, like I thought I'd get to know my friends a little better, kind of like rebuild.
Yeah, so let's get deep into it and just dish and just really talk and just have a good time, you know, and do you have a ticket? Do you want to get out of your ticket? Come on down to the Tixit Clixit. If you come down to the clinic for tickets, I'll get your ticket.
This lawyer, he's Pizza Lord approved.
Shelby, can you kick this guy off the Zoom call?
Yeah, I'll kick him off.
No, not again. It hurts so much. Ah!
And
apparently it hurts
I
to
guess
be kicked off the Zoom call.
Oh, well, I don't know. Pizza Lord, you should probably get going, too. I think you've been here long enough.
Yeah.
Here's my card. I know it's a pepperoni, but it's got my information on there. Just get back to me. You got any more? You want me back on your podcast? I'd love to do it.
You wrote your fax number in Greece on this pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone say Greece? Could someone set this car on fire?
I mean, we have enough grease for...
I actually realized that I do have one final question for the Pizza Lord, which is just the...
I was just walking out, but I came back because I heard you say that.
Why hasn't the Domino's Pizza Company made Domino's that are in the shape of pizzas? Like, wouldn't that be a cool thing
now,
that they could do?
What are you asking here? Because, you know, a domino has got to be able to stand up a certain way. Pizza tends to be round, and they don't stand up on the edge the way a domino.
Pizza's triangular, okay? I don't know if you've ever seen one,
You're talking about slice. One of the eight slices.
Yeah, just a slice of pizza. Why don't they, you know, it stands on the flat part, and then it's got
what,
the triangle tippy top.
What flat part of a pizza are you talking about?
The crust.
That gently curved part where it's the outside of a circle, so it's got a curve to it.
Yeah, but for these purposes, it would be like
square.
It would just be like,
octagonal pizza with straight crust.
They make square pizzas. I don't know if you've seen them.
Now that's different. If you're saying they make rectangle pizzas. So you could say Domino's are already in the shape of a pizza.
Yeah, but they don't. Domino's hasn't
gone into
the merch.
Scott, I can't believe you asked me to stick around for this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, guys, actually, I'm getting a little scared. If we keep talking about Domino's, the Noid might show up.
Oh, we don't want that.
Because the Noid is back, and now I'm hiding in my house as if coronavirus wasn't bad enough.
To be honest, Domino's, that's a human company. You're looking at perpetrators of pizza violence. It ain't me, I'll tell you that. It's Domino's.
Well, but here's the thing. It's just so obvious that they would do this, you know, that they would, like, take a pizza.
Yeah.
And they would take a Domino and make it a pizza, like, make it look like one, you know, like they'd tattoo it. They'd get, like, an artist. They'd get merch, you know?
I gotta be honest, I still, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Okay, so, like, I have a deck of standard playing cards, right? And they've got Looney Tunes all over them. Okay? I have a deck of miniature playing cards, and they have Busch Gardens, you know, logo on it.
I'm
like, anybody can do this, you know? It's product placement.
You're talking about
merch.
Card.
You know? So you want Domino's deck of cards? No. I mean, they could do that too. That'd probably be fun, you know, just like different pizzas on the backs of the cards.
I could see that happening. You got different. The king would obviously be the white pie. And then.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk all day about the playing cards thing, but I'm using that
like
as
guys,
an explanation.
I'm trying to think Pizza Lord's got
he's
some.
Biased about.
Yeah, he's got some weird.
It was weird because earlier he said something about not liking pizza unless it had tomato based sauce, but now white pies are like. The pinnacle of pizza is kind of
I think
all over
he's
the
saying
place.
It depended about flatbreads if they had a tomato
well,
based sauce when it was pizza
very specific
but white pies are obviously pizza you know
mm-hmm.
I don't know I feel weird talking about this in front of you Pizza Lord haha yeah it's cool I don't care
so,
I'm gonna go though
yeah no
I got
pizza
some
Lord,
pizza tasks
you're a bad
take
guy
care.
And
thanks yeah
we hope to never see you again
yeah y'all
I
are real
don't like
bad
you
too.
But
yeah, sure.
If you could
it
talk
sounds
to,
like he
if you,
thought that was a term of endearment
all right bye
no if you could talk to fuck he's gone
he's gone
I was just thinking like if you could just talk to Domino's and try
but,
to get them
God, don't you think that's like a little how do you know he knows Domino's I mean he probably knows the pizzas who work for Domino's that doesn't mean he has sway with Domino.
I mean, he does seem inept, sure, but I mean...
I have done a little Google, and I would love to drop... Wait, can I drop a picture in the chat? I think I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love to show you a little picture of... Uh-oh.
That's a good picture. And by good, I mean, I'm disturbed.
Uh-oh, you've downloaded the Noid. The Noid hacked into your mainframe now. Your computer is dead. The Noid is in there now.
It still has not loaded. It still has not loaded.
Do you want
it
us
just
to
says click to open.
Describe it to you. It's
oh, it's opening right
it's
now.
It's a beautiful woman with a big, big mommy milkers.
Mash me, mommy. Shelby, I really you can't. That's really uncalled for. This is a podcast for children.
Children listen to this?
This is a children's podcast.
Yeah, except my son Because he's bitter that I won't spend fucking time with him.
Oh, Shane, we've been recording for like 3 hours because there were like a bunch of guests.
There were so many guests.
You'll probably have to cut most of them out.
We actually cut out a lot of stuff.
We cut some of them out before they even happened.
We cut out most of the stuff with Greased Lightning, too. There was a lot. Greased Lightning was a really deep, well-thought-out character who had a lot to say about both the, you know, even though he's a car, he had a lot to say about the human condition.
Yeah, so this isn't what I was thinking of, this picture you sent me. I wasn't thinking of, like, Domino's on a pizza. I was thinking, if you could imagine this with me, those Domino's...
Some pervert put Domino's on a pizza.
Like, maybe the, you know, they're shaped a little differently, but they still totally stand up.
What is the shape you're thinking of?
Are
you thinking of Domino's with just like a picture of pizza on them?
Well, I mean, even that would be an improvement.
Do we have to call our the preeminent expert on shapes, Ed Sheeran?
He's in love with the shape of you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm thinking more like...
Scott, who is this for, what you're doing right now?
Who is it for?
Maybe we could have some inner sense of self-reflection and sort of think,
who is
listening to this and wants to hear about Domino's, with the pizzas on the Domino's, or are the Domino's shaped like the pizzas? Oh, you have to listen to this podcast. This guy was talking about putting... pizza on Domino's.
Look, it's a no-brainer, and this is for people with really, really big brains. That's who this is for. It's for people with really big brains. I don't know if you can follow me here.
Sort of like
and
Sheldon,
even bigger hogs.
Oh, should we get old Sheldon back?
Okay,
I didn't even see when he left.
I actually think that he just melted into the corner.
Oh yeah, it is sticky down here.
And that is all the new advertising material on the merch for this show. It does say a show for people with big brains and even bigger dongs.
Because this is Hoggest. It's Hoggest.
Bye.
No, so what I'm thinking
is... Oh, okay, we're
still going. It's just going to fade out.
There's these... maybe the dots are pizzas. Like, even that's an
improvement. Yeah, that would work. The dots are pizzas.
You know?
Okay, now the dots are pizzas. Cooking with gas.
But it would be even better if it was, like, a triangle, you know? Because that's closer to, like, the shape of a pizza. It could still stand up. They could still knock each other over. And it's fun because they're Domino's and they're shaped like a Domino's slice of pizza, you know? Like, they... Maybe on the back of it, it's got the Domino's logo. You know, it's product placement. It's branding, okay? This is Adgist. We wanna give them some sponsors, too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Many happy returns. Good morning. Good night. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon. Well, because, okay, listen, before you turn it off.
We already did.
No.
Oh, I haven't.
Truman
yet.
Show, it's all... It depends when he sees you, right? So he has to be like, it's all subjective. So if he sees in the afternoon, he's like, good afternoon, in case I don't see you, good evening, good night, and good morning. And, you know, if he sees you in the middle of the night, he's good night, in case I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon. Have you seen how many tines are on these forks?
I'll be there right now, Geranthemy. Daddy's coming. Daddy's coming.
Okay.
Oh no, Daddy, I tried to skip a stone without you and it hit me and I'm dying. I needed a big man to skip a stone for me.
No kids, no problems. Who's for Denny's?
I got 99 kids, but none of them are a problem. They're all perfectly well behaved.
And they're all like, the shape of
Ed
pizza.
Sheeran, so.
Yeah. All of your children look like Ed Sheeran. Oh, Ed Sheeran, if somebody compressed him down into the shape of a pizza.
I'm in love with the shape of Ed Sheeran in the shape of a pizza.
Okay. It's time to start the prime.